Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
With Nick Costos and Ken Barkley, they bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
You know, I don't want to hear anyone complain about it if and when it happens. It should be Ohio State, Michigan, and Alabama, Georgia in the semifinal round. And it's the greatest semifinal round ever in anything.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
The competition's every 4 years. It's incredibly random. And yet, despite that, you could bank on the fact that Lewandowski would get a really good chance to score a goal and Memo Ochoa would make a crazy save. You could bank on those two things with those two players and their history in the World Cup.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
The Magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL Network. Really fun first 2 hours of the show. Drew Dinsick, amazing guest. World Cup in hour number one. Lots of handicapping of week 13 in the NFL, which we will get back to momentarily. Now, normally our guy Adam Chernoff from the Simple Handicap Podcast joins us in this spot on Magnificent Football Mondays. Churn will not be with us today, but Big Churn will be on You Better You Bet coming up tomorrow. So people that are here for the Big Churn spot, Adam Chernoff joins us on You Better You Bet coming up on a terrific Football Tuesday. So you will get Adam Chernoff on the show this week, and we love having Adam Chernoff on the show. 1 hour from now, Power Hour, final hour, all our bets for tonight, NBA, NHL. We'll give you our bets for the World Cup tomorrow, including the USA and Iran, and side total and props for the Colts and the Steelers tonight on Monday Night Football. But for now, Kim, we return to our handicap here of Week 13 NFL Sunday. And I loved how excited you were for the Jaguars-Lions game on Sunday, even if you don't think you have like a strong betting thought.
Can't help it.
I know that
it's a good game.
I know that the point spread's high, and the total is high in the game at 51.5. I don't know. I kind of feel like this is a close game either way. And I know generally, like, we don't like to do teasers like that with games with high totals. Doesn't this feel like a game that comes down to the very end, like one way or another? And I think Trevor Lawrence will win it, which is why I like the Jaguars. So maybe a little narrative-y bet by me.
Sure. Well, there'll be a couple bets probably on the show for this week that are like, look, the number is fine, it's whatever. Also, I'm going to bet my opinion that I like this, right? So Buffalo would be an example of that. We'll do Giants coming up. That's going to be an example of that for sure, where it's just like the number is not wrong. Fair market. And I'm betting. And I'm doing that. Your teaser kind of functions the same way. It's just your opinion. It's how you feel the game is going to play out. I don't have a strong opinion on teasers in the game, which means I probably won't play any. But I think it's, look, you want to bet your opinion, bet your opinion. For what it's worth, like, Lions games and these types of games have been high-scoring bonanzas. What was Thanksgiving against the Bills? Same thing, right, for a lot of the game. At least scoring opportunities, right? Obviously had some field goals in the game, too, and a missed field goal in the game as well. Could see the same thing playing out for sure. And it'll be interesting to see, just to your point with the Peterson quotes or the team quotes after the game when they beat Baltimore. Be a really interesting team to watch for the next few weeks here, because these, you know, obviously these 5 weeks for all teams can shape win totals for next year or opinion for next year. But if Jacksonville like really crushes here, for like 4 or 5 weeks. I mean, the hype train for next year, the hype train for this year was crazy. What's the hype train for next year going to be? Because they'll actually have played pretty well down the stretch. Maybe you get a big win total on them next year. This is a very long-term conversation, but it'll honestly probably be shaped here for Jacksonville in the next 6 weeks more than it will be for a lot of teams.
Okay. That is the Jaguars and the Lions. So, Ken, the next game for us to discuss, and this will be kind of a bet your opinion game. I know because we talked about it during one of the breaks. It's the Vikings and the Jets in Minnesota. So what a do, baby. The Iceman, Mike White, plays great. Jets get the job done for us in a variety of ways. Straight bets, teasers, money line parlays. They take down the Bears yesterday.
I mean, crushed the Bears.
I was a little nervous early when the Bears were up 10-7. Like, is this going to be like the terrible. Most Jets lost? Yeah, right, it's the Jets. Yeah. And then kind of like...
And it wasn't.
They buck trends. That's what the Iceman, Mike White, does. And the Jets kill the Chicago Bears and now take on another NFC North team as they travel to Minnesota to take on a Vikings team that'll be have some extended rest after playing on Thanksgiving and beating the New England Patriots. So Minnesota hosting the Jets, like low-key, tremendous game coming up on Sunday between two, like a 9-1 team, or how many Vikings have two losses? One loss or two
Vikings
losses?
Have two losses. Two losses. Yep.
And the Jets have four. So these are two excellent teams. The Vikings, 3-point home favorites against the Jets. Total of 44. Ken, pen, pencil, blood, or blank, Vikings and Jets.
I don't have a bet on the game right now. My number in the game is also Vikings -3, which is the same as the market. But that doesn't mean that has to be the end of the discussion, because part of handicapping this game is going to be figuring out how real was what happened yesterday. And I mean, Mike White quarterbacking the New York Jets, doing a better job than Zach Wilson could have ever dreamt of, even if the opponent was garbage. And even if they have a ton of guys injured and whatever, you know, that's the best quarterbacked game that the Jets have had this season. And so if they're different, if this is like week two of an NFL season and week one was last week, and that's the Mike White Jets, and that this is this week, what's not only what should the side be in the game? Minnesota's looked obviously pretty vulnerable here recently, especially against Dallas and even against New England, even though they won. Not only what should the side be, what should the total be? Well, I'll tell you how bettors felt about the total. The opener was 42. You know, I think that got laughed out of the room. 3.5 points of movement to the over already as a result of Mike White and kind of what the Jets offense showed you yesterday and what the Vikings defense has showed you the last couple weeks, and the likelihood the Jets will score a little bit more, I think, in the game than what people thought. I agree. I think that shouldn't the total in this game be like 47? I mean, shouldn't that really be the total in the game if the Jets are going to play like this?
Sure.
Not maybe not this, though. Maybe we're not done yet in terms of movement. And part of it's the Vikings defense. This doesn't have to be a Mike White conversation as much as a both things conversation. Right. Takes two sides in terms of the side of the game. I know you have a really strong opinion. Maybe it's Jets money line and this thing is real and it's Minnesota is certainly quite vulnerable. I don't have a bet on the side of the game. I would still be inclined to bet this total up, even though it's gone up a little bit.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, so my take on the game, betting my opinion, because my point spread of the game is 3, is Minnesota -3. I was not surprised to see that was the opener. The Jets are better than the Vikings. And again, like, I'm not saying that the point spread's wrong. I think the point spread is right. Just that I am definitely going to bet the Jets in this game. I have bet the Jets +3. I will bet the Jets to win the game as well. Mike White doesn't have to be Patrick Mahomes for the Jets to win this game. He has to be like what he's been, which is not Zach Wilson. And I think the Jets go in. I think the Jets are going to win this game in a laugher. I think they're going to slam the Vikings.
Their passing offense could have a lot of success. Maybe should have a lot of success. Mac Jones, who's been garbage the entire season, just played like Patrick Mahomes on Thanksgiving night against this team. The defense is what I mean. Look what Dallas did to them. Mike White, to your point, an average quarterback should have a ton of success against the Vikings defense, which is partially which leads to the total. Now, maybe, you know, can the Vikings score against what's been a very stingy Jets defense? You'll have the absolutely kind of salivating matchup of Sauce Gardner and Justin Jefferson, which will be pretty outstanding in the game and one that obviously we can't wait for. We'll see if Sauce ends up kind of shadowing him throughout the game. I don't disagree with you. I think it's very likely the Jets are in the money line underdog parlay this week as like a volatile +3 that like maybe wins outright a little more of the time. I'm surprised you're also not. So are you going with the +3 just like to be safe because 3 is a really valuable number? Or do you just want to be like, you're going to bet the money line?
I'm going to bet both. I bet +3 and I'm going to bet money line. I haven't bet money line
and
yet.
And I'm going to bet alts. And I'm going to bet the first half and I'm going to bet the first quarter.
I think I do a decent job where I really don't think I'm prone to like a lot of hot takey stuff with the NFL where it's like, well, I think this team's going to win by 100. If I do think that, I'm going to say it, but I feel like I don't say stuff like that a lot. No. I actually think like the on-field handicap lines up. The best unit on the field is the Jets defense. Yep. I think the Vikings are going to have problems scoring a lot of points on this Jets defense. I think they're going to force Kirk Cousins to turn the ball over. I do think the Jets defense, and maybe this, I think that a lot of people just in life in general get caught up in the, well, this has been happening for a certain amount of time, so now it has to flip. Like, doesn't have to. The Jets could just like not force a ton of turnovers the entire year. Like, that could be a thing. I think that regression's coming, I think, in a good way for this defense, where I think they're gonna start forcing a lot of turn. I could be wrong. And if that happens, I think they're gonna score a good amount of points on the Vikings. I think they're gonna win by double digits. I love the Jets on Sunday.
If you think that's true, begs a follow-up question. If you think that's true, and the Vikings aren't one of the best teams in the league, they're probably, I don't know, confidently we could say maybe they're like in the 8-10 range if you were ranking teams in the NFL, something like that, I think would be a fair ranking. Have had some success, but vulnerable to some of the top teams. If that's true, maybe people are mad and they think the Vikings are like the third best team. Whatever, you're wrong. If you think the Jets have transformed into something here, Are you swinging on any kind of Jets season-long stuff here? This could be a postseason conversation. Maybe the idea is like, well, it's Mike White, so it can't be. There's a bet that if you think that's true, it begs you to bet Robert Saleh to be coach of the year, I think. Honestly, if that's what this team is going to be, go to Minnesota and win in a laugher. If it's go to Minnesota and win in a laugher, then Saleh's way live to win the award. Because if they're going to do that, then they're going to do a lot of other really positive things the rest of the season. And by beating Minnesota, he will have defeated one of the other coach of the year candidates, who is obviously very low priced in the market, who's Kevin O'Connell. Now, maybe Sirianni, maybe they just don't lose. But man, they lose one more time, two more times, and either New York team makes the playoffs, and it seems likely right now actually that both are going to make the playoffs. The bar is lower for Saleh and lower for Dable than it is for O'Connell and for Sirianni. They just have to make the playoffs, and they get the votes. And O'Connell's got to win like every game, and Sirianni's got to win like every game, and the Jets don't have to do that, and the Giants don't have to do that. The bar's lower for them to win the award, so maybe it's worth taking a shot. Maybe Saleh is the application of, if you're really bullish on the Jets now, with Zach Wilson not the quarterback, maybe Saleh is like the best way to apply that opinion in a different market.
Coach of the Year market right now at BetMGM, Nick Sirianni -130, Mike McDaniel +450. We'll get to him against his former team, Dolphins and the Niners, coming up in a little bit. Robert Saleh 5-1, Kevin O'Connell +550, Brian Dable now down to 16-1. Mike McCarthy's 18-1. Whatever. Do you think you'll end up with a bet on the Jets in this game?
I think they're going to be, I will guarantee you, they're in the money line underdog parlay this week. There's no question. I don't bet a lot of totals. The total looks small. It looks really small. It looks at just gotta stop myself. Obviously the Jets defense is really good. It's not like some gonna be some crazy shootout. Just it feels a little low. Obviously, ideal conditions playing in Minnesota too. Maybe that's the other angle that's just for 30 seconds here or less. It is Mike White in a place that gets pretty bananas when the fans are going crazy, and so maybe that's really the angle here too to think about. Maybe that's why the shot collar needed to go off on the total earlier. Is just okay. They looked great home Chicago, and I know the weather was bad, but they looked great home Chicago. On the road, crowd screaming, and it's Mike White. Like, what is a realistic expectation for the Jets offense? That's an interesting part of the game too. We'll unpack all this throughout the week. Don't have a bet on the game right now.
It's going to be December in Minnesota, and you know what they say about Mike White? He might cause a cold front if he takes a deep breath. You bet with Nick and Ken here on this magnificent football month. I'm obsessed with the Iceman, Mike White.
Yes.
Let's go to the other New York team as the Giants host the Commies. The Washington Commanders are like world beaters right now. Oh, that was I loved my Falcons bet yesterday. It was so much fun. It was great. Good job by you with the Commanders, though. And I mean that seriously. End up covering the spread.
You might mean it seriously. I don't know if I mean it seriously. God.
Well, you know what? You won and I lost. So yes. Credit to you on that game. We go to the Giants and the Commanders, where Washington has been bet up just short of 3 here, Ken, at BetMGM. So this was 1.5 last night into most of the day today. As we sit right now, Washington, a 2.5-point road favorite at Big Blue. Total here is 40.5. Pen, pencil, blood or blank, Commies and Giants.
Well, it's nothing yet, because I am praying that 3s appear in this game, and they're really close. And a couple market-making books are 2.5 minus 20 right now. And I would really, really, really like a Giants plus 3, and it would immediately be my favorite bet of the week. And even better than a bet I've already made, it would probably be my favorite bet of the weekend. This has to be a buy-low situation on this team. Has to be. Trucked by the Lions at home. No one wants them. Ton of injuries. They go to Dallas on Thanksgiving. What did people think was going to happen in that game? Like, this is almost like the market's reacting to something we already knew was going to happen. But like, can you believe they got trucked? Yes. And so could the betting market that made Dallas 10. Like, that, what was everyone's expectation? And they actually didn't even play that bad. They had a chance to win the game in the second half. And they obviously backdoored the game at the end. You know who isn't Dallas? Washington. I think Dallas might end up being like a top 3 team in the league at the end of the season. One of the reasons why I bet them to win the Super Bowl at completely outrageous prices in week 2, and you can go back and check the tape on that. Total step down in class. Incredible buy-low situation with extra rest in a game against a team that's like white hot right now, but their underlying metrics basically say that they're like a league average opponent or worse. So it seems like a great time to bet the Giants, honestly. My number in the game is Washington by 1.5. Can we ever get 3s? It's tease the Giants. It's bet the Giants to win. It's all of these things. It just seems like a really advantageous situation. They were a hurt, short rest team on the road against maybe the best team in the league last week. That's not this. None of the things about that are this. And the market's reacting like that game mattered a lot against Dallas. I don't think it mattered a lot.
So I teased the Giants last night already with a couple options that we will get to over the course of the rest of this breakdown.
Got to be the best teaser leg on the board. It's not even close. It's got to be the best one.
I think there are a couple, really spectacular one.
Well, you think the Raiders are a great teaser leg? Is that the other one you're thinking of?
No.
Okay. Do I have to keep guessing? What do you think the other great teaser leg is? Browns down?
I do like that a lot. That's one of them, but not the one.
I agree with that. I mean, I'm running out of teams. Oh, Baltimore down. Absolutely.
I mean, the Super Bowl. Well, I forgot. It opened 9. Memorial
I forgot
teasers,
that it got into range. It opened 9. I forgot. Sorry. Yeah.
I'll give you my take on the Giants and Commies on the other side, and then we'll talk about two games that I love for this Sunday, Ravens, Broncos, and Browns, Texans.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.